Good morning. Good morning, House.
Morning.
Yes. You know, optimism, that's my favorite part of this political journey. I love the fact that we're looking at the future and everything that, you know, every possibility. I'm going to start with religiosity in Nigeria. I'm looking forward to that reducing, and I'll tell you why. Oh, first, let me start with the decision. Yes, I think the decision already has been made. People made that decision for a new Nigeria when they voted overwhelmingly for Peter Obi. So that one is done, right? So now we look forward. What do I expect from the new Nigeria? I expect less religiosity, and I'll say why. You know, when people are so religious, I feel like they abdicate their responsibilities to God and their pastors. But the responsibility to create a decent environment for yourself lies with you. And that's by voting the right people and holding them accountable. I'm looking forward to that atmosphere where people are confident enough to hold their elected officers accountable, because that is very, very necessary. I woke up this morning to a view where my state governor is doling out money to market women, and people are hailing him. And I asked, why is he not talking about electricity? Why is he not talking about education? Why is he not talking about hospitals? You know, things that would touch everybody. I mean, how many envelopes can you hold in one hand? So how many people are you touching? What's the population of the state? What's the population of Akwa Ibom? The last time I looked, it was 6.5 million. And you carry 10, 20, 30 envelopes? And people are hailing? We need, honestly, I'm looking forward to that accountability when governors know that when you're elected, you know, it wouldn't be idiots that should be going there. If you don't know what to do, then you find the people with the brains to do what needs to be done. You know, we need the reduction of this religiosity, because honestly, you're closing your eyes and these people are stealing from you. You're closing your eyes and praying to God, and they're carrying the offertory basket, and by the time you open your eyes, everything is gone. We need to change our mindset, because politics is nothing to do with religion. Politics is to do with how you live, the laws that govern you, how you live, everything you do, your education, in everything, even the environment. So please, that is something I am really, really, and honestly, it's not going to be anybody saying it. People will realize when their prayer points have reduced. They will realize that what their prophet was prophesying wasn't true. The next thing I'm looking forward to is education. We have a lot of dropouts. We have people in different stages of life. And here in the UK, education is done in such a way that no matter what stage of your life, you can go back to school. And I like that. Whether you had primary school education or not, there is something for you to do. There is a starting rung. There is a ladder that you can climb. There is a route that you can use, you know, to upgrade yourself, because you need that education. Honestly, it is really important. Look, it's not just the sciences and stuff, there's the skills. We need carpenters. You know, there are award-winning carpenters. There are so many skilled electricians. There are so many talented plumbers. There's so many construction work, so many different skills and work certifications that will come with that, so that you don't necessarily have to go into a formal school. You can go to a school for skills and pick that up. So people are not left out. They can contribute to the society, because there are lots of driftwood now. People just drifting from day to day aimlessly. But there'll be places that you could go, get yourself retrained, get yourself a trade, and these trades will be certified so that we know that we have standards. And that is what is lacking in Nigeria. I'm looking forward to standards coming up in Nigeria. And that comes with the rule of law. Once Peter Obi is in there, we know he is for the rule of law. When people know that this is wrong and this is right, and there is punishment for doing something wrong, they will stick to doing the right thing. That is why majority of the people here in the UK do the right thing, because they don't want that punishment. We need that. And honestly, I am looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to driving on the road and a motorbike is not coming straight at me on the wrong side of the road. I'm looking forward to lorries not being just dumped in the middle on the fast lane motorway. I'm looking forward to, you know, like here you have tow trucks. Like you'd be registered with the AA, there's an organization, so they offer breakdown services to cars. So if your car breaks down on the road, they will come and tow you, but you're a member, and you know, you pay a certain subscription and they come, they tow your car, take it to a garage and it's fixed and blah blah blah. You pay the garage and take your car back, and that keeps the flow of traffic. There's nothing hindering anybody on the roads, because those hard shoulders are left for emergencies. So that emergencies, if there's an accident, you have it's going down on the hard shoulder, you have ambulance going down on the hard shoulder. But here, even the pavement, not here, sorry, in Nigeria, I've seen people being on the pavement. Where are people supposed to walk when the car is on the pavement and nobody is being punished for it? You know, honestly, that rule of law is so necessary, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to ministries doing what they're supposed to do. I'm looking forward to the social services that will be provided by these ministries, and people know where to go. Somebody's got his mic on. Okay, yes. So yes, I'm honestly, I'm looking forward to that education being opened up to people, so that our people, more educated people you have, the better the society. Because people know how to behave. You know, their beliefs are not based on superstition. Their beliefs will be based on fact. And the facts will be accessible to people to see. Because that's another thing, we're kind of like short on information in Nigeria. If you go to any website, any ministry, honestly, it is convoluted, complicated, a lot of links are broken. Honestly, I'm looking forward to that education being opened up to people, so that our people, more educated people you have, the better the society. Because people know how to behave. You know, their beliefs are not based on superstition. Their beliefs will be based on fact. And the facts will be accessible to people to see. Because that's another thing, we're kind of like short on information in Nigeria. If you go to any website, any ministry, honestly, it is convoluted, complicated, a lot of links are broken or they don't work. That is how people find information these days. It's not word of mouth, you know, and people don't know what to do, where to go. It's really a mess, honestly. And I guess you people, everybody knows that Nigeria is a mess. But honestly, I think with that education, when people get a handiwork, when people know, when they know that they can contribute to society, I think that helps everybody. That helps the society, you know. And this tax revenue that the government will be generating will be a lot more from a lot more people. You know, I'm looking forward to Peter Obi's policies. I'm looking forward to him interacting with governors, you know, having talks with them, because people need, if these people are in position, even when we get jobs, you are trained for a certain period of time. Unless you don't go into office and know exactly what to do. But Peter Obi has probably made the mistake, and I believe that he is somebody that will be happy to be anybody that wants to do the right thing. And I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to his influence on state levels, you know, so that those that are happy to accept his help will find that avenue. Those that don't want to accept his help, their people will drag them. Their people will drag them. Because every state must have a functioning system at the end of the day, because they are the closest to the people. My favorite topic is women. I'm looking forward to women being integrated more into society. You know, I'm looking forward to decent working environment for women. I'm looking for, you know, rules and regulations that guide the workplace. Things like sexual harassment, that needs to be dealt with. Women are harassed much. That's why a woman would rather go into business than to go for employment. You know, as much as it's good that women are entrepreneurs, I think it is fair that men do these things and get away with it. It is absolutely wrong. You know, that's something that needs to be tackled. Women are, of course, they give birth. I'm looking forward to things that support women, because I think it was last night that I was saying it with you, Nasa, and so, you know, women will take time out of their careers to give birth and nurture the children, you know. But they're also here. You also have paternity leave. It's not just the maternity leave, but paternity leave. That's because the government recognizes that it takes two parents to bring up a normal child. Yeah? It is better. I shouldn't say that. It is better to have a working two parents looking after the child. Obviously, relationships can break down and blah, 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 but that's a different kettle of fish. I'm looking forward to, you know, these kind of rules and regulations that guide the workplace, the benefits that people receive, you know, so that it doesn't impinge. It is better to have a working two parents looking after the child. Obviously, relationships can break down and blah, 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 but that's a different kettle of fish. I'm looking forward to, you know, these kind of rules and regulations that guide the workplace, the benefits that people receive, you know, so that it doesn't impinge on their family life, because that family life is very important to bringing up a balanced, well-adjusted society. You know, you want the father to be involved in the child's life. It's not just down to the mother. The father has values to impart on the child as well. Yeah, and it's not just the mother. The mother needs help and support. She's not a machine. The mother has ambitions as well. She has dreams. Her father did not have her just to come and slave after a man's child. He had hopes and dreams for that child when he put her through school. And she too, when she's going through school, she's developed aspirations. She has dreams. She has things she wants to achieve. And trust me, no society can develop with only 50% of its population. Especially the most corrupt side of the population as well. Because men are more corrupt than women. So you're only dealing with the corrupt side. It's never going to work. It ain't gonna happen. So we need to incorporate women. What women bring to the table is invaluable. Just think of your life. Who gave birth to you? If a woman decides today that she doesn't want to give birth, and I'm seeing it here in England, women are deciding, I don't want to give birth. No, I don't want to have any children. You know, if Nigerian men start to do that, it's going hard. Because the government's greatest assets are its people, its educated populace. That is the biggest asset of any government. See, all these doctors that are leaving Nigeria and coming to England and going to America, right? Let me tell you, the government here values them, because they'll put policies in place that will support them, support the doctors, like, you know, things like, oh, are you a first-time buyer? It's not limited to just doctors, but, you know, the working force, they put policies in to help support them so that those people can keep working, earning, developing, discovering, making money. The government will tax you. They will give you, but they will make it nice and soft as you are walking, you're seeing milk and honey, but they will tax you. And it is that money, that tax, that they use to develop roads, improve schools, build more hospitals, do social care. Okay, that's another thing I'm looking forward to.